Okay, thank you. Would everybody like the motion to be read again, or you're ready to vote?
It's Serena. I just want to, express a view that's different from Jane and sort of reassert the importance, I think, of creating a group that addresses the list, even if, in fact, we don't have local election supervisors.
Okay, so are we talking about a third group, a third ad hoc group?
Right.
Okay. So, maybe when we get through this first motion, somebody could motion to have a third group. So, let's move on the motion. Would we like the motion to be read, or do you want to just vote?
I need to read the motion. I'm not really sure. I just step away for a second. So, how many motions do we have here? This is LaVarne.
We have one. So, okay. Terry, can you read the motion?
Actually, we'll need more than one. In presenting the motion, Serene started with two, then kind of suggested they be rolled in together, and in discussion it seems to have been separated. So this is just on one work group. Motion from Serene, as amended by Bob, that we establish a working group to present to the committee a proposed new elections timeline after a review of various existing proposals, including consideration of the possibility of changing delegate terms and the frequency of their elections.
Okay, LaVarne?
I'm just trying to understand the last part, change in delegate terms. I mean, wouldn't that require, like, bylaws? I mean, why?
Yes.
It was an issue that Henry brought up.
The committee's work will likely require a bylaws change in any case.
Okay, all right, great. That was me, I understand.
Okay. Okay, those in favor of the motion, or do you handle this part, Terry?
If there is no objection, there's no need for a roll call.
Okay. No roll call. Okay, those in favor of the motion?
No, you have to ask.
Forget
to
ask.
Any objection?
Oh, is there any objection to the motion? Hearing none? Staff? You don't go through and ask, call people's names and ask for a roll call?
Oh, if there's an objection, we do a roll call.
Okay.
But at this point, if we consider a work group a committee, we're not supposed to do anything else until we staff the work group.
Until we staff the worker.
Yeah,
okay.
Which is usually just asking for volunteers and clarifying that non-committee members will be invited.
Okay. So at this point, I guess the motion is passed. So do we add this to the agenda, or do we follow up now and just add people to this working group?
We do it now.
Want to do it now? Okay. Are there any volunteers for this ad hoc committee?
Serene will volunteer.
Okay, Serene. Anyone else?
This is Henry. I'll volunteer.
Henry, thank you.
Yes.
Anyone else?
This is Teresa. I think that Carolyn Burden would probably like to be on this subgroup.
Okay, Madam Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
People are free to join any working group at any time, but I don't think we should volunteer people.
Okay, so we'll put it out there, and if she would like to volunteer, we'll hear. We'll let her know that.
I would like to say Carolyn did call in, and she did express concern about that we're meeting on Thursday because she has a class.
Okay, I'm sorry. Madam Chair, as a point of order?
Yes.
We're in the middle of peopling a work group pursuant to a motion that was just passed.
So far, we have Serene and we have Henry. Is there anyone else who would like to volunteer for this ad hoc committee?
I'll put my name in.
I think we had a name. We had Carolyn's name to put forward. So I think you can just put her on the list. And as the note was made that everyone can volunteer, but to constitute the committee, please add Carolyn's name.
Teresa, anyone else? Okay, the committee will be open, and if anybody else wants to join, you guys will get together and let us know when you're going to meet, in case anybody else would like to join in.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Now, did I hear you say that there needed to be another motion for the third ad hoc committee?
Second.
Well, for both.
Okay, so is there a motion?
I can do one.
Okay.
Let's reawaken the staff definitions work group.
Yeah.
That's the motion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that we establish a work group on staff definitions.
Okay. Do we want to have a discussion, or do we want to go ahead and vote?
This is Bob.
Bob, go ahead.
Just an amendment. I just want to add, which can include invited guests from invited staff guests.
Okay. Would that include other PNB members?
If they're staff.
Okay, because I know Mary Berg was very interested in continuing to work on the election committee. So would she be someone we would consider?
Sure, she's staff. Yeah,
okay, she's staff. Okay, so we'll make sure that she gets lets us know one way or another if she would be interested. Okay, any other discussion?
Well, Terry, are you back on?
I didn't leave.
You didn't
leave. The work group.
So my motion, as amended by Bob, is that we establish a work group on staff definitions, which can include invited staff guests.
I meant, did you want to be back on the group?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
But we haven't passed the motion yet. We staff it after we pass it.
Okay. Okay. Let's. No further discussion. Is there anyone opposed to the motion? Okay. Hearing opposition, I guess the motion is passed, and we now have a second committee, ad hoc committee. Would anybody like to put forth their names to be on this committee?
Terry.
Terry, very good. Anyone else?
Bob.
Bob, okay. Anyone else? Okay. Would anyone...
We do reserve the right for those people that are not here to join that subcommittee, right?
Right.
Absolutely.
That's always
the
case.
We have names. How would we put forth names? For example, I know Mary might want to be involved. Do I give the name to you, Terry or Bob, and then you contact her?
Name and email address.
This is Bob. Actually, you know what is usually done to facilitate this is for someone to volunteer to be the facilitator of the group, and then that outside person can contact the facilitator.
Great. So do either of you would like to volunteer to facilitate this committee?
Can I volunteer, Bob?
Yeah, I've had two chances. Bob ought to take it.
Sure. That's fine. I'll do it.
Okay.
Bob, I will send you the email addresses I have of the staff reps at KPFA and WBAI who were supposed to be invited to the last time we tried.
Thank you.
Very good. And then we'll just add Mary Burke to that list as well?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And if she wants to. Okay. Who would like to facilitate the first ad hoc committee? I had Serene, Henry, Teresa, and someone who's not here, so she can't speak up. But any of the three of you would like to facilitate this ad hoc committee?
I'll be happy to initiate the meeting, and I have all the proposals somewhere, so I'll circulate them.
Okay. Thank you so much. That was Serene.
Right.
Okay. Are we then finished with the National Election Supervisor Report?
No, the committee to deal with, or working group, whatever, to deal with the list of lists.
Oh, the third committee.
Yeah.
So is there, do we have a motion? Is that what you want, to establish a third committee?
To establish a third working group that will address the issue of the various lists, focusing first in their work on those lists that where people qualify by virtue of time work.
Oh, yes, the 30. Okay, got it. Okay, I read that in Les's report. Okay, do you have a motion for us, Terry?
Almost.
Okay.
Everything okay there?
I think he's typing it up.
Okay.
Hey. Terry.
Focusing,
but he's only
first,
typing 60 words a minute.
Focusing first on staff or those
focusing,
who work?
Well, since focusing first on lists where membership is determined by time worked. So the committee itself can decide whether they want to, you know, start off running with a volunteer list since we have a drive coming up in May, or whether they want to start with staff lists where you'd have to qualify by June or whatever the case is.
Okay. That a work, you're moving that a work group be formed to address the issue of membership lists focusing first on lists where membership is determined by time worked.
Yes.
Right.
Very good.
That's the motion.
Gracias.
Okay, that's the motion. Any discussion?
This is Bob.
Bob?
I'm a little confused because it sounds from that wording that this overlaps the one we just established on staff definition. Because
I agree.
Maybe staff definition is too narrow a term, but to me, we shouldn't divide up to two different groups the question of first how to actually define who constitutes staff, and then once you do define it, how do you kind of, what kind of records, that, well, this is for the unpaid staff, what kind of records should be kept or not, or statements written, statements put together to say that you work this number of hours. So to me, that's all of a package. So volunteers are a totally different question because they're not staff, but I'm talking about unpaid staff. So I guess I'm asking for a little clearer definition of this third group.
Well, I guess my sense was that, and my battery may go at any minute, my sense is that the, and maybe I didn't understand what you guys intended to include in the staff definitions list, which I think is pretty clearly defined by the bylaws. But my interest in including staff in this third group is that those lists do need to be prepared. They need to be prepared, for example, by people who aren't running in the election, as was the case in New York, you know, so that you have a staff list being prepared by someone who themselves then said, oh, yes, it's all these people on the list and I'm running. So I think the whole process there needs to be closely examined, and I didn't get that you guys would be doing all of that under the definition of staff. So perhaps if there's clarification about what is intended to happen in the second group, we may not need to include that in the third.
Okay, so then what would the third group do? Bob?
Well, I'm not addressing the third group, but I can answer Serene's question about how the second group would be defined to include what I was referring to. There was a motion adopted by the board last year about how frequent the lists have to be updated of unpaid staff. And
oh, thank you. Jesus, I've got to answer that. Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought I was muted.
And who is responsible for compiling those lists? All of those types of questions are so related to the definitional questions, and also the same people you want to consult, i.e. people from the staff, on the first set of questions you want to consult on the second set of questions. So that's why I'm saying that should all be under the rubric of the second group that we just set up.
Okay, so do we need
Carry
to then... Who was that?
Carry on, Stack.
Okay, Terry, you want to address this?
Yeah, I'd suggest an amendment to the motion
that
it read instead that a work group be formed to address the issues around membership lists identified in the election supervisor's reports.
Is that clear for everybody?
Not, this is Bob, not at all to me.
Can I suggest, it's sort of parliamentary inquiry, I guess. Can we go back and amend the motion that was just passed, you know, reconsider
right.
it or whatever the case is, to sort of clarify what then goes into the second working group's duty? Because I think that's really the issue
here. I think
here.
That's what I was asking before Terry wanted to make his amended motion. So, Bob, how would we do this?
I think you can ask for unanimous consent for us to reconsider the text of the previously adopted motion and then go back and fix it.
Okay. So is there any objection to going back and fixing that the motion we just passed? Okay, hearing none, I think we can do that. Okay.
Okay, so I guess I would add a clause, and maybe Terry can help me, something like at the end of the whole thing that we adopted, just say including question, or maybe we should change the title from staff definitions and just call it the staff lists working group instead of the staff definition working group.
Staff list working group. Okay.
And then, I'm sorry, Terry, can you read what we passed?
what we passed was that we established a working group on staff definitions, which can include invited staff guests.
Okay, so maybe that we establish a working group on staff lists to consider both definitions and administration of staff lists, and then the part about which can include invited guests.
This is Jane.
Okay, Jane.
If we want to do that, I think it's clear enough to just say establish a staff definitions and lists work group.
That's fine with me, as long as everyone knows what we mean.
Okay. Okay. Is that okay with everybody? Is there
with the same proviso about
with
inviting
the same right. So just simply insert the words and lists to the previous motion.
But I changed it already.
Poor Terry.
Jack.
He's working so hard.
Okay, Terry, would you like to read back to us what you wrote then?
Yeah, what I wrote is that we establish a work group on staff lists to consider both definitions and administration of such lists. This working group may include staff guests invited by committee members.
Okay. Okay. That'll work. Is there? Does anybody have any
invited?
To
I'm
this?
Sorry. Invited by the committee?
No, committee members. So that leaves, or by any? How about by any committee member?
This is LaVar. That's what.
LaVar?
Yeah. We in the PNB meeting we've discussed when we speaking with the FCC attorney, we talked about creating a protocol or process to look at the issues of obscenity and how we can actually ensure that all staff will be will go through training and also sign off on this training to say that they have received it. So I think the whole issue of this list is across all governance here, and also with the staff, also with operations. So I think that we need to somehow, this project or this work group will definitely not just be elections, but governance and other groups. So we need to, I think, somehow put some language in there to. I don't think it will just be the purview of elections, that this is a critical thing, particularly in terms of the issues with that obscenity and the FCC brings with that.
Point of order?
Yes? What's your point?
Well, I think it's fine to want to have interaction with staff about various issues, because staff are involved in a number of on virtually everything that happens at the station. However, the connection between FCC training and elections qualifications is non-existent. I don't understand why we're discussing this.
May I respond, please?
Risa on the stack.
Please clarify for her then.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking about a list.
Can you speak up?
Yes, we're talking about a list, and the list is... that we're trying to, I believe, that we're trying to look at is a list of staff, both paid, unpaid, volunteers, and that's what has to be actually has to be created and maintained, and has to, and in fact, the general manager would have responsibility for this training. So this list would be the same list, and therefore it requires a cross-disciplinary effort. Versus just being the purview again of the election.
Okay, Madam Chair.
We are excuse me, Madam Chair. We are 5 minutes from a promise adjournment.
Okay. Adjournment. Anybody would like to extend time? Okay. If we don't extend time, we have to end the meeting.
Madam Chair.
Teresa.
I think I was on the stack, and I would like to call the question on this.
You can't call the question in committee, and I believe I was on the stack. Thank you.
Yes.
So well, can I, then I'm on the stack. Do I get to say something?
Go ahead.
Okay. I think that we should definitely vote to go ahead with the subcommittee on the list, and I think that LaVarne's issue of
a training being part of the definition. If it's not, I think it's okay for the executive director or the general managers to work as to what is the definition of what is staff. Because if a person just says, well, I put in all this time, but they haven't done no training, for example, are they really staff? So I leave that up to the subcommittee to come up with some solutions for that. And I'm ready to vote.
Thank you. Serene?
Yeah, thanks. I think there's confusion between a working group that discusses the definition of staff and the administration of the administration of the list and the many uses to which management may need to put that list once they have such a list. Those are not the same thing.
Okay, are we ready to vote?
Terry, can suggest an amendment before we vote?
Did you want, Terry, you said you wanted to suggest an amendment?
Yeah, that addresses this discussion. It's inserting a qualifier on the list.
Okay.
That we establish a work group on staff list to consider both definition and administration of such lists for the purposes of delegate elections. This working group may include staff guests invited by committee members.
Okay. Is everyone in agreement? Anybody? Do we want to move forward to vote at this point?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any objections to the motion? Okay. Hearing none, the motion is, I guess, amended as previously presented, right?
Right.
Okay, now we've taken care of the two or three committees or ad hoc committees. I think we are. Are we on number six? Next meeting date?
This is Bob.
Bob?
Actually, we were in the middle of discussing creating a third working group when we got off on this question of what the second group is, and since we're at time. I would actually, although I was the one who proposed this ending time, since we're so close to being done, I would suggest, I would move that we extend this meeting by, 10 more minutes.
Okay. Is there any objection to extending the time to 10 minutes? Okay, hearing none, let's go on and consider the third ad hoc committee. Was that you, Bob?
No, I think Terry had a draft. Is that right?
Okay, Terry?
We were, as we left it, it was that a work group be formed to address the issue of membership lists, focusing first on lists where membership is determined by time worked. And then I suggested that it be focusing on the items identified in the election supervisor reports, and Bob thought
point,
that was
point
too
of
vague.
Information. Madam Chair,
can Terry finish his statement?
Point okay. of order. I thought we had handled this, and I thought we were on to the third committee, which would be the technological subgroup.
Yeah, I'm a little confused as well. I thought that's why we went back to the second ad hoc committee to include those lists into the work of that committee. So can somebody clarify that for us?
The second working group was initially called staff definition. The third working group was called essentially the list work group, list plural. In discussing the third group, we needed some clarification about what exactly the staff group would do. That has now been expanded from just definitions to definition and administration of lists. So we're now back to the third group, which is looking at the remaining lists, essentially, but beginning with those that where membership is based on time worked. So we would be looking at volunteers. That group would be looking first at the list of volunteers. That is my understanding.
So is that clarified, Teresa?
I'm a little bit confused because I just thought we were going to have three subgroups and one of them was a technological group. So
that would actually be the fourth.
Okay, so we are looking at four ad hoc groups then.
Right.
Okay. Okay, Terry, can you reread that motion for the third ad hoc committee?
Okay. Assuming we throw out my suggested amendment because there was objection, we're at that a work group be formed to address the issue of membership lists, focusing first on lists where membership is determined by time worked.
Okay. Okay. And do we need further discussion on this?
This is Bob. I'm sorry. I really don't mean to be a stickler here, but in case that's confusing, it sounds like it could also include staff, unpaid staff whose membership is determined by hours worked. But we don't mean to include that in this working group. So maybe you could say including
volunteers. We're not talking about staff. All issues.
No, I know, but just so it's clear to someone who reads these minutes.
So volunteers, and then they could tell us who the
volunteers. Yeah, volunteers is the key word.
Include. Yes.
Teresa Stack, please. Jane also.
Okay, Teresa, go ahead.
I think we should put these two together, since we have people that are talking about membership lists. Once they roll up their sleeves and start working and talking about staff, that they should discuss volunteers that are members too, staff that are members and volunteers that are members. And I don't think we need to have two subgroups. So again, I think we ought to try to incorporate what we're just talking about now into that previous group.
Henry Stack, please.
And who is
this?
Jane Henry Serene.
Henry.
Okay, thank you. It is very late. It's 10:30 now.
Just a minute, Jane. Hold on just a minute. I would like to ask the ad hoc group that's working on these lists if they would accept that, which is Teresa.
Terry would accept the referral of the issue to the committee. Bob is the other member.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
What did you guys just say? Chair?
Terry said that he would accept referral of this issue to the existing...
I can't hear what they're saying.
Referral of what?
Okay, Bob?
Yes.
Okay. Which is the committee that's going to be looking at the list, the first or the second committee?
Well, the second will look only at paid and unpaid staff lists.
Okay, and will you guys accept to look at this other list of volunteers as well?
Are you asking me, Bob?
Yeah, aren't you on that committee? You're the facilitator, right?
No, I just want to be clear. Yeah, my personal feeling is that's a whole different set of issues, and I don't think it should be mixed in, especially since we're going to have outside guests who are staff, and they're not concerned with the question of volunteers. That's, 3 hours a year. It's a whole separate question than 30 hours in 3 months or whatever the staff organization has as its definition. It's very specialized.
So do you think that should remain a third committee?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so Jane, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. It is late, and I don't mean to state the obvious, but I would like to ask that we table further discussion on this third work group until the April meeting, and that we allow time not only for this, but any other work that people may realize needs to be addressed through work groups, because I'm thinking of some other things in this list that aren't even covered by these three working groups. I'm not going to bring them up now, but I would like to say that a lot is on the table already in the two work groups that have already been set up, and I would like to ask that we table any further discussion on a third work group until the April meeting.
Okay, Henry?
I'll pass.
Teresa?
Okay. Teresa, go ahead.
I hope that we populate the third committee before we adjourn, and I do think I disagree with Bob. Although Bob, you say that we'll have special guests, I think that we ought to. I think the people on the subgroup should be willing to expand what they're willing to work on, and I'm actually kind of reluctant to have the subgroup only be staff people, because I think that this is an issue that involves the whole foundation. So
I think you ought to expand what you're willing to think about, and, you know, as well as other people that would be on that subcommittee. Because we don't want it just to be staff talking about staff.
This is
okay,
Bob.
Who is that? Bob? Oh, okay.
Go also ahead. Henry.
Oh, Henry. Henry, go ahead.
I just wanted to say that I if you look at the election report, and certainly our experience out here in Northern California, there are a tremendous number of issues about list maintenance that go way beyond the volunteers. And I think that there's a separate, and get very far away from the whole issue of staff definition. I think we need a group that's about, that deals with the whole issue of list maintenance, cleaning and protecting the list and so on. And the volunteer part is only part of it, perhaps the most urgent, but a very different, to me, that seems like a very different set of issues from the issues of staff, the staff list. So I'm strongly in favor of a separate working group to be established either tonight or next month.
Okay. Thank you. Bob?
Ditto everything that Henry said, but also to respond to Teresa, the proposal we passed did not say that the working group is only staff. Any member of this committee, staff or listener, is totally welcome to sit on the working group. The only reference to staff was as far as going beyond the ranks of the committee, we would invite the people most directly affected, which are members of the staff. So there can be plenty of listeners on this working group.
Okay, I think I've heard enough people that want to populate this. So, Terry, can you reread your motion, and then we'll just vote on it today?
It's a motion from Serene that a work group be formed to address the issue of membership lists, focusing first on lists where membership is determined by time worked.
Okay. We're going to call a vote. Is there anyone? Point of order. Go ahead.
Jane made a motion to postpone, and so you need to take up that before you vote on the motion itself.
Okay. Do we need to... what should he say? Jane, do you want to restate your motion? I didn't exactly hear.
Chair, my feeling was that we should table this motion until the next meeting because I don't see it being populated. But I'm going to withdraw my motion to table if that's acceptable. If people want to volunteer for this work group, I certainly don't want to hold it up.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, let's go forth and vote on the motion that Terry just read.
Is there an objection?
Pardon me?
You can ask if there's an objection.
Yeah. Is there an objection to the motion? Okay, hearing none, the motion is passed. Do we want to have volunteers now for this committee?
Serena would like to volunteer.
Okay, anyone else?
I will volunteer if Deb Shapto won't go on.
Okay,
anyone
else?
Yes.
Anyone else? And this is a committee ad hoc group that's open.
I'll do it.
Who's this? Deb?
This is Deb Shapto. I was on mute.
Thank you.
This is for a point of information.
Go ahead.
When I had initially proposed this, and I'm sorry I didn't realize that it wasn't a necessary, I know you did read it, I should have caught it, but I did ask that we also have the option of including volunteer coordinators and other people who tend to deal with the volunteers on an ongoing basis.
Is that acceptable with the other members of the ad hoc committee?
I think that's pretty standard with working groups anyway.
Yeah. Okay. So far I have three volunteers. Serene, Teresa, and Deb.
I thought Teresa said she'd do it if Deb wouldn't, and Deb said yes. I mean, I don't care who's on it. I just
so Serene and Deb.
I heard.
Is it Serene and Deb? Okay.
Point
of Madam Chair,
privilege.
Is there and because I think that the real meat of this committee are the people that are doing the work on the subgroups. Is there anyone else who might want to get on these subgroups?
Would anyone like to facilitate this committee, ad hoc committee?
Serene would.
Thank
you,
okay.
Deb.
Point of privilege.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, Serene offered an amendment to the motion after it was passed, and
yes.
I'd like to know if there's objection to that. If not, I would add to the motion passed, station volunteer mm-hmm. coordinators should be invited to participate.
Station volunteer coordinators are other people who deal with volunteers on a regular basis, such as, for example, the people who do the tally room, who do the phone room,
yeah,
if you will.
We heard you say that already. Okay.
Except it's too long to put into motion.
Yes. Is there any objection to the amendment?
I object.
Okay. Okay, so let's, do we need to do a roll call vote then?
No.
On the amendment?
No, we don't
need to hear a reason for objection.
And
okay, can I have one person say that again?
Could we hear the reason for the objection?
Teresa?
Yes, I think it's assumed that this subcommittee will reach out, but I think that part of what Serene was doing was actually discussion, and she started. I mean, Serene mentioned tally people and also volunteer coordinators. Mm-hmm. I think if there's an understanding by the people on the subcommittee right now that they will reach out. I don't want to make it so that they're doomed to fail and have somebody say, well, you didn't reach out to such and such or you didn't reach out to such and such. I think if they do the best they can, then it doesn't need to be put into the motion.
Next.
Go ahead.
I appreciate the spirit with which I believe you're offering your objection, but I do think that inclusion isn't something that just happens. I think we have to be clear each and every time that we take the initiative to do it. So someone's best effort, while their best effort may not be good enough, and I think at a minimum, the volunteer coordinators, where there are such people in place, should be contacted. And, you know, while the subcommittee does have the liberty of inviting other people whose work bear upon the task assigned, that there's no harm at all in making it a part of the motion, if for no other reason than to lead by example, because there are too many instances where people just assume that others will make that contact, and the contact doesn't happen.
Okay. Bob, can you let me know how we move forward? Should we call for a vote?
Well, can I just suggest that if Terry has... I know Serene's amendment was a little long, so maybe if you were able to kind of shorten it and read it back to us so we can go from there.
It was too long for me to go beyond what I had initially added.
Well, maybe Serene could shorten it.
Which, if there's no objection to reconsideration of the motion passed, then we can consider adding to that motion the phrase or something else than the phrase that I offered, which was station volunteer coordinators should be invited to participate.
Okay, yes.
How about
okay.
station staff whose regular work includes contact with volunteers?
Station staff whose regular work includes contact with volunteers should be invited
to participate. Does that work for people?
Bob, can I just suggest saying coordination, of whose work involves coordination of volunteers?
Coordination of volunteers, okay.
What if our volunteers are not well-coordinated? They wear clashing colors or...
of information.
Okay, so
information.
Are we going to vote on this?
Point of information.
Who's this?
This is Teresa.
So go ahead.
So if I will withdraw my objection if my understanding is correct that basically we're just adding volunteer coordinators.
Well, this is Bob.
Bob.
The reason I think Serene's language is good to have in there is that not all five stations have a volunteer coordinator, but they have people like at WBAI. There's people who, during pledge drives, they coordinate volunteers for the tally room or whatever. So whatever their title is formally, anyone who coordinates volunteers could be invited.
Okay.
Terry, speaking
to okay
Teresa?
Well, I'm still somewhat unsure as to how many people that obligates us to add to this subgroup.
Terry has the point.
We're invited. There's no. I'm sorry. Can I get on
okay,
the chat,
excuse me,
Terry?
Hold on. Terry?
Yes. I chose the language should rather than shall, which gives the committee the instructions for what gives the work group instructions for what the committee expects, but doesn't require that those staff be on the committee for the committee to do its work. It's just telling the committee or the work group to invite people.
Okay, Serene?
Should rather than shall.
Okay, should rather than shall.
Sherry made my point, which is that we can't compel staff to join any committee, actually, or working group. So there. You know, we can only let them know what's happening and ask for their input and their insight.
Okay.
I'll withdraw my objection, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you. Okay, do we move forward then?
I think the amendment will be accepted without objection.
Without objection. Okay, are there any objections to the motion? Hearing none. Okay. Bob, were you finished with your three reports, or I guess the committees?
Yes, I was.
We are. Okay, so now
I'm sorry. I had one just quick note to remind everyone may I?
Okay.
Just that they should carefully go over the list I sent today, and then if they have time to go back over the full reports, or at the minimum to go over Les Radke's report between now and the next meeting, and just think more about Jane's question to us, which is a very good question, which is what else beyond the topics we've discussed tonight that are falling into these three working groups do we need to address in the coming year? And when and which one should we address sooner than later? We don't have to talk about it now. Just think about it and read.
Okay.
That's it.
Thank you.
Jared, you need to populate.
Excuse me. I'd like to say something. Did we finish our work with the technology ad hoc committee?
Terry on stack.
Go ahead, Terry.
I move that the committee continue its use of a technical advisory committee. And as a motion, which is actually enough of a motion right there. Move that we continue.
Call the question.
Use of a technical advisory committee.
Okay.
Work group.
Okay, thank you. I think that was Henry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's vote.
Is there any objection to this motion to continue with the technology ad hoc committee? Okay, hearing none. Would someone like to facilitate that working group?
Can I volunteer Jack?
Is Jack online still with us?
Maybe muted.
Okay, we'll volunteer Jack until we hear from him.
And I suggest Art, who may have left the call.
Okay, and Art as well.
Well, Art is part of that group, right? Because he's not a member of the committee, or is he a K rep this time?
Can someone
point of information.
Contact either of them to see if they would like to continue or be involved with this?
Terry,
this is Lydia. We'll follow up, and they're both part of the equivalent committee here at K.
Okay, so Lydia will follow up then. Okay, thank you, Lydia. Okay. Are we ready for item number 6, setting the next meeting date?
I moved
we
to adjourn.
We did that, actually. We moved that up.
That's
earlier.
Right. I'm sorry. We sure did. Thank you. Sorry, Bob. I interrupted you. What was that?
No. I was just moving to adjourn. We're past the time.
Wait, back.
Yes. Okay.
Good meeting.
Pardon me?
Good meeting. Well done.
Thank you, everybody, and I look forward to talking to you all in either committee, a meeting, or next month.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.